Wow, those are a lot of very important questions. Okay, you're asking me. Question number one. How do you forget someone that you were in love with, but at the same time he is still a colleague? And every now and then he does something that would give you hope. You're not in love and you're just friends, but you can't get over him. Okay, now this one is very tricky. And it needs a lot of self-control and self-discipline from your side. You need to ask yourself. See, I'm not going to give you answers. I'm going to give you more questions. You need to ask yourself, what is more important for you? His friendship or his love? If the love is more important than the friendship, then you end the friendship because you are just hurting yourself by being there. And if the friendship is more important than the love, then you need to kill the love inside of you to keep him as a friend. How do you do this? You decide to kill the love inside of you. First of all, you stop having hope. You stop giving yourself any hope that one day he will love you. Number two, you re-examine your relationship with him. Get a piece of paper and a pen, and you start writing what was good about your relationship and what was bad. And then, be careful, this one is tricky. On the same piece of paper and pen, you decide to put yourself in his shoes. What would he say if I gave him that piece of paper and pen and asked him to write down what was good and what was bad about the relationship? Relationships are not one-sided. It's not enough that you see that you would make a great couple. He has to see the same thing. So if you see potential love and he only sees friendship, then there is a reason. And maybe when he looks at you, there is something about you that is just friends, cannot go any further. So bottom line, you need to decide, do you want him as a lover or as a friend? If you want him as a lover, then you end the friendship, you forget that he's a colleague, you stop talking to him, it's over, you stop torturing yourself, you move on. If you care about the friendship, then you have to kill the love. You have to let go. You have to forget about those hopes and dreams of you two coming together. Now there is a part here that said that sometimes he does stuff that gives you hope. I don't know about that. I'm going to give you the two options that come to mind. Option number one, that he really does stuff. And that means that he hurts you intentionally. He knows how you feel and he's taking advantage of it. And this is not a friend. Then you end the friendship. Option number two, he's not doing anything. He's just being nice. And you are imagining things. You're blowing things out of proportion. And that means you are not ready to be his friend. You need time off. You need to distance yourself away from him. Stop hurting yourself. Pain is not interesting. It's not nice. Take some time off away from this friendship until you put it back together. This is your question number one. Question number two is, how do you know that this person loves you from his words or from the way he looks at you or from the things he does? I have this belief. I want you to use that a lot in your life. When there's doubt, there is no doubt. So, if you are doubting that this person is in love with you, then there is no doubt. He is not. If it's not a yes, then it's a no. If it's not a straightforward, clear sign, then it's your imagination. When a guy wants to tell a girl that he loves her, or that he likes her, or that he's interested, he knows how to get his message across. He's not a baby. He's not a human being with special needs. He's not challenged in any way or form. If you're special, he'll make you feel special. So if you're asking that question, it means that you are imagining the whole thing. Question number three. You feel that your best friend is falling in love with someone who was yours and now you're no longer together and she knows that you still have feelings for him. Okay, this one is very tricky. There is this unspoken rule between girls that ex-boyfriends are not fair game. That means if she's really your friend, she would not go after a man that you were in love with. Now, I have two things here. Point number one. If she knows that you had and still have feelings for him, she's not a good friend. If you had feelings for him and it's over and it's gone, then you have no right to be angry at her. And you might try just asking her. Because it's very possible that he has feelings for her. And since the two of you are no longer together, then you have no right to deprive them of those feelings. My suggestion would be to ask her straightforward, are you in love with Mr. X? And if she says yes, you tell her, again, straightforward, how that makes you feel. Honestly and clearly. And then you see how she will react. But there is no tag on the guy saying that he's yours. He's free to see and date anyone. We cannot blame him. And if it's over, or if it was one-sided love from your side, we cannot blame the girl. But if she's your best friend, she might want to put that into consideration and end it, or at least wait until you feel better about this. All right, your fourth question. Now you're saying, you're asking, how do you tell someone who admires you or is interested in you that you don't like him or that you're not interested? You don't have to say it. It's your actions and attitude. So for example, if he calls, you don't have to answer all the time. And when you answer, you don't have to talk on the phone for hours and hours. Maximum, a minute or two. Don't open up. Don't share stuff about yourself. Don't show interest in what he does. Just be distant. The guy would get encouraging signs if you look happy when you see him. Get encouraging signs if you're interested in what he does. Get encouraging signs if you always call. Would get encouraging signs if you talk a lot on the phone or face to face. But if you're distant and everything about you says that you're not interested, then he would just walk away on his own. Think about those things, and I really hope that you feel better.